Power your next journey with True North Convenience Stores and Monster Energy. Stock up and stay energized when you grab two of your favorite Monster cans for $6. Or save even more when you buy more. Whether you're gearing up for work, hitting the road, or powering through your next adventure, True North has the energy you need to save. Get more ways to save with True Rewards. Find the app in your favorite app store. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The Five Star Zone with Rico Beard.
Hey guys, welcome to another edition of the Five Star Zone. I'm your host, Rico Beard. Give you a little bit of an instant reaction from this week one in the Big Ten, especially right here in the state of Michigan. Michigan State, Friday night, kicks the game off under the lights. Jay Batt, the new athletic director. And it looked like things were going to be a little bit different from the Spartans. Outside, you know, some little bit of hoopla. They got the fireworks now. And look, Michigan State came out there and scored early. They scored often. Really looked like this thing was going to be different from last year. They go into halftime up 21-0. Aiden Childs looks like a different quarterback. Offense looks good, whether it's Mekhi Frazier, whether it's Brandon Tullis, the two Texas running backs. Things were going extremely well for the Spartans in this game. And, you know, Nick Marsh, you know, he's the focal point. He scores a touchdown in the game. But if you were paying attention, it was a different wide receiver that kind of went out there and got things done. And when I look at what this Spartan team has done, I really like some of the things that I saw in the first half. But, yeah, Omari Kelly, wide receiver, he transferred in. I believe he's from Middle Tennessee. They got a bunch of guys coming in. But anyway, he comes in, and he really plants his flag. It's going to be that number two guy. The offense was clicking. The offensive line was there. It was really helping out. This team looked totally different from what we saw last year, and it looked like a team that could go on and really do some things in the Big Ten. And I'm not saying they're going to win the Big Ten, but I saw something different. And then the second half happened. I don't know what's going on in the locker room. I don't know what Jonathan Smith is telling this team at halftime. I don't know what is happening, if it's a disconnect. As good as I felt about the Spartan team in the first half, it felt like I was watching last year's Spartan team in the second half, where you could barely score. As a matter of fact, you scored on a safety. You should have had two safeties, by the way. I don't know what happened. I was at the game. I'm assuming they did the replay, but I thought that they had two. But in the end, Jalen Thompson, Alex Van Summer got the safety. And that was it. That was all the points that Michigan State got in the first half. There's a couple things I want to touch upon. Like I said, I like first half Aiden Childs. Second half Aiden Childs, not so much, because when Aiden was trusting everybody that was around him, when the running game was working, when the receivers, whether it was Marsh, whether it was Kelly, whether it was Velling, everything was working for the Spartans. Aiden Childs looked like he was very comfortable in that offense. In the second half, when they were struggling, Aiden went back to some of his old practices, and he tried to be Captain America out there and do too much, and that's where you saw the scrambling around. That's where you saw the fumble. That's where you saw bad things happening for the Spartans. Now, good thing, it's Western Michigan. You can recover from that, but you can't regress. Something has to happen. You got to break out in the second half, and I'm putting a lot of this on Jonathan Smith. You got to have that killer instinct, kind of what Lincoln Riley did with USC, and they went out there and scored over 70 points against a bad opponent. That game was designed to have Spartan fans leaving the stadium feeling good about themselves, saying, yes, this year is different. If even for one game you dream about maybe, just maybe, maybe we could do something in the Big Ten. But when you left, by the time you left in the fourth quarter, you know, Halleck, you know, former Spartan, had to pick six from the backup QB Alessio, and then they recovered an onside kick, and you had the ball with 2 minutes to go, and you just took a knee. I probably would have drove down the field just for a vote of confidence for the fans, because here's the thing. You score in the 30s, and it looks like you've progressed. You throw in a score in the 20s, especially when you were up 21-0, and you only score 2 points in the second half. That's where fans start feeling a little down on the team. as I stated, there's a lot of good things, but there's a lot of bad things, a lot of things that need to get cleaned up before you play Boston College this weekend. One of the things I think is I think Urban Meyer and Ryan Day talked about it. Ohio State is called the middle eight. And that's the final 4 minutes of the second half. Final 4 minutes of the first half, first 4 minutes of the second half. Michigan State was getting a ball in the second half, and they had the ball. But they didn't manage the clock. They could have used some timeouts. They could have stopped Western Michigan, got the ball back, and really tried to drive down there. They ended up getting the ball back with 10 seconds left before the half. They had three timeouts, and it was like, okay, what are you going to do with this? It's just a little too late. That's where killer instinct comes in. Because if you manage the clock correctly, and then coming out getting the ball in the second half, instead of being up 21-0, that's where you could be. Worst case scenario, you're up 27-0, but maybe 35-0. You go in there and you try to score two touchdowns. Instead, it felt like Jonathan Smith and the Spartans took their foot off the gas in the second half once again. And that could be problematic because this is not a team that I can see that can jumpstart and get it going again. That's going to be problematic. But like I said, Aiden Childs came out there. He was 17 of 23, threw for 155 yards, threw for a touchdown to Nick Marsh. You know, he had to scramble. He really, especially in the first half, I know I keep harping on this. First half, he really looked like he was in command, and he really looked like he knew what he was doing with this offense. Like you saw progression from last year. Like this was going to be a different team. And then in the second half, this team couldn't get out their way. They couldn't muster any yards. It was going three and outs. You know, Western Michigan is just coming after the quarterback. I don't know. Now, the run defense, very good run defense. Western Michigan was not able to run the ball. The offensive line, especially when it came to running the ball, opened up holes. And you saw the Texas two-step, as I like to call them, of Frazier and Tullis. Really, they had like 150 yards and a couple touchdowns between the two of them. They were that running attack. They were the balance that Aiden Childs didn't have to do anything. But I do think with the plethora of receivers that they have, if they needed to rely on Childs to go 7-on-7, he could. They didn't ask him to do that, but I think that he could. I just need to see a sense of urgency. I don't know if it's Jonathan Smith. I don't know if it's the coordinator. I don't know if it's Childs. I don't know if it's a combo play. But I need to see urgency out of this team, a killer instinct. And maybe it comes from the coach because, as they say, you know, the team gives off the vibes of the coach. And I don't get that killer instinct. Now, Jonathan Smith behind closed doors could be that dude. But right here, right now, I'm not feeling it. Like I said, I saw some things that I like. I like Amari Kelly. I think he reminds me a lot of Jaden Reed, where you're going to be able to move him around. You're going to be able to do some stuff. He's going to take some pressure off of Marsh, take some pressure off of Velling. It's going to lead for guys being wide open, especially if you could run the ball, balance attack. Big game coming up this Friday against Boston College, because that's where I think you're going to see what this team has done. They always say between week one and week two. I need to see between year one and year two. I need to see something different in the second half. I need to see some foot on the pedal. I need to see some scoring. I need to see some urgency. I need to see less mistakes. I need to see a lot for this team to really feel good. It's going to be a night game. It's going to be televised. Let's see the new fireworks show. Run the touchdown play. Score some touchdowns. And I think fans will be excited, because right now you won the game. You beat Western Michigan by 17 points, but I don't think the excitement was there when you left, because you kind of felt lackluster. You kind of felt as if I've seen this movie before.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members. Stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 10 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 20 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 30 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store, download, and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Breaking news from Good Ranchers. Over 85% of grass-fed beef in stores is imported. Most grocery store meat contains antibiotics, hormones, and harmful seed oils. Good Ranchers does things differently. All their meat is born and raised on local American farms. No antibiotics, no added hormones, no seed oils. Just one ingredient. Meat. Visit goodranchers.com and get $25 off your first order with code RANCH25. That's code RANCH25 for $25 off your first order. Goodranchers.com. American meat delivered.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Next day, Michigan takes on New Mexico, and it was the Bryce Underwood show. It was his debut. And with Bryce, look, I thought that maybe the lights were going to be a little bit bright, but they weren't. Especially, you guys, that third and 14 when he gets the first down right before halftime, right after a sack, that showed poise. This kid has some stuff. Now, I'm not ready to crown him just yet, but he's going to have some growing pains, but he was able to show me that he's better than every quarterback that you had last year, Michigan. Bryce Underwood looks like he's worth all the money you paid to get him to come from LSU to come to Michigan. I need to see now. He's going to go up against Oklahoma. That's going to be a true test. Better team. You're not going to be playing New Mexico with, I think, 75 new players. But he went out there, 21 of 31, threw for a touchdown, didn't really run the ball at all, passed for 251 yards. He looked really good, especially being a true freshman quarterback. Looked a lot better than Arch Manning and all those guys. But before we start clowning those guys, remember, what would Arch Manning look like if he was going up against New Mexico? And what would Bryce look like if he was going up against Ohio State? I like what I'm seeing with Bryce. I think Bryce has some talent. I think there's some room to grow. He still has some things that he needs to do. He needs to get past that first read and be able to really scan the field. The concerning thing about me is that Michigan offensive line is not quite the same offensive line. Yes, Justice Hayes went out there and he had 16 rushes for, I think, 160 yards, three touchdowns. But I'm used to that offensive line in Michigan dominating. I did not see that domination. And on defense, I think the biggest thing for me, very undisciplined. You're going out there and you're playing bully ball. But, you know, you already got one guy suspended. He won't be able to play in the first half of the Oklahoma game. Or whether you agree with it or not, it's like, you know, if you don't agree with driving 55, it doesn't matter because that's the law. It was targeting. He's got thrown out. A little more discipline for that defense because they gave up a lot of big plays, especially on the side. New Mexico never should have been in this game. Michigan's a 35-point favorite for a reason. And then New Mexico just comes out there, and before you know it, look, Michigan and Michigan State, the scripted plays, everything was working. And then Michigan and Michigan State both did something I disagree with. Both teams took their foot off the gas. It was a point for Michigan State. It was right before halftime. Maybe should have forced Western Michigan to punt. For Michigan, it was a 4th-and-1 play, and Sherrone Moore decided to punt the ball instead of just going for it. And I'm thinking, why are you not going for it? Here's the best time to practice it. That's New Mexico. It was 14-0 at the time. They were ready to pack up and take their check and go back to New Mexico. Instead, you punted it away, and the next thing you know, New Mexico scores. And then, you know, it's like, okay, it's 27-17 in the fourth quarter, and they have a chance to actually cut it to 3. You get the interception, but the game was a little too close. I think a lot of that came from just taking your foot off the gas. Don't take your foot off the gas the next time. And, yeah, just go out there because against Oklahoma, it's going to be a different ball game. Against Oklahoma, you're going to have to go out there and you're going to have to get things done. Let me make sure. Let me double check on that. Was it 14-0 or was it 14-10? No, I think it may have been 14-10 when you decided to kick the ball. Anyway, either way, you were winning. You were dominating. You should have went for it. You should have put that thing away. Now, you eventually did. The game was a lot closer than you wanted. You got a lot to clean up. You got a lot to fix if you're Michigan. Was not a clean game. Like I said, the offensive and defensive line, you brought a lot of blitzes. You brought a lot of pressure. But New Mexico showed that the edges got exposed. Whoever that number 7 is, man, he had a hell of a game. That I don't know what year he is, but I got a feeling that kid, if he still got another year of eligibility, he will not be there next year because he's pretty damn good. Dorian Thomas, yeah, I don't know what year he is, but he had 10 catches for 71 yards and 2 touchdowns. If I'm him, Dorian, I would hit the portal because you got some skills and I think you could play at the next level. So also some other things. Ohio State, they went out there and they handled Arch Manning. And boy, did they end his Heisman run real fast and in a hurry, like maybe with the first pass of the game. Guy's wide open. He skips it on the thing. Ohio State's defense looks good. Justin Sands at quarterback. I got to wait to see. I got to wait to see what a lot of different teams, what they look like. But Ohio State, I give you props. You knocked off the number one team in the country at the Horseshoe in a game 14-7. It was a defensive struggle. Now, we'll wait to see what happens here on. But now it kind of gives you the leg up going into the Big Ten season. All right, so that's just my instant reaction. Also, some other things, some other games, I guess the bigger ones. USC, congratulations. I think you just scored another touchdown. 73-13. I'm not going to get angry because I think, as I said, being at Spartan Stadium, I would have liked to see Jonathan Smith put about 40 on a team. 73, I don't know if you need to rub it in that bad. But then again, Missouri State's collecting the check, so yeah, you know what? Take this beating, take this ass whooping, take this check, and go on. Washington knocking off Colorado State, 38-21. Utah embarrassing UCLA at home. Utah was a 5.5-point favorite, and UCLA and Nico Iamaliava, they were never in this game. That's going to be a team to watch out for. Also, oh, shout out to Dante Moore and the University of Oregon. Dante Moore, ladies and gentlemen, I was wondering what he was going to be. Last time we saw him, he wasn't doing too well. 18 for 23, 213 yards, 3 touchdowns, no interceptions. In the Oregon offense, you don't make mistakes. You let your people do your thing. Looks, Dante Moore, who, you know, is Montana State. We'll see what happens when they go up against some better opponents. But it looks like he's pretty good. So anyway, that's your Big Ten instant reaction from week one. We'll have more coming up this week. I'll have Harold Shelton with me, and we'll break down week two games and what to expect, what to look forward to, who looked good, who looked bad, who needs to improve. But yeah, right here, right now, especially here in the state, great state of Michigan, both teams win by 17 points. Michigan State was favored by 20. Michigan was favored by 35. In the end, they got it done. Each team has some work to do. But, hey, they're both 1-0. They moved on. And both teams will have that test coming up this week. Both games at 7:30, I believe. Michigan State hosting Boston College and Michigan on the road at Oklahoma. I think next week at this time, we'll know a little bit more about what these teams are and they can truly compete for Big Ten. A Big Ten that I look, when I'm looking at this Big Ten, wide open. Ohio State's defense was there. Offense wasn't. Now, Texas has a great defense, too. We have to wait to see how exactly that pans out. But this Big Ten, I don't see a dominant team in there. So we'll have to wait and see. But for now, I'm your host, Rico Beard. Keep liking, subscribing, and telling your friends you've been watching and listening to The 5-Star Zone.
Power your next journey with True North convenience stores and Monster Energy. Stock up and stay energized when you grab two of your favorite Monster cans for $6. Or save even more when you buy more. Whether you're gearing up for work, hitting the road, or powering through your next adventure, True North has the energy you need to save. Get more ways to save with True Rewards. Find the app in your favorite app store. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.